Therefore, how can you connect the five methods with the development of insight, which people tend to equate with just observing? Connecting that with the development of insight.
Or development of insight. Well, I think one of the things is the use of these five methods is a way of helping to settle the mind. And then once one has settled the mind or to a certain degree, then one uses that settled mind to start to investigate anicca, dukkha, anatta, impermanence, unsatisfactory, not-self, investigate just the causal processes of, say, like dependent origination. So then that's a seed for insight, but the mind does need to be a bit settled for there to be an insight arising. Help. It's necessary. It's essential. So these five methods are laying a bit of a foundation for the mind to actually be settled.
And one way of doing that too is to just when the mind does let go of the unwholesome or the train of thought that's been obsessing you, is when it has settled down to investigate, well, where did that go? You know, what was that all about? I invested so much energy and concern around that at the time and was really involved with it, but now it's gone. You know, and noticing that it actually ceased. It went away. And it's not there now.